This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tomorrow is World Kindness Day, and while social media will be full of hashtags and slogans, there's a quieter kind of kindness happening in garages and carports around the country. Through Box Divi, neighbours are buying their groceries together, saving money, and often paying it forward, leaving kindness boxes of fresh produce for people doing it tough. Well, joining us is Box Divi co-founder Jane Travis-Drapes. Jane, welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Hi, Warren.
This is such a lovely story to hear right now before World Kindness Day. For anyone who hasn't heard of it before, how does Box Divi actually work?
Well, we're like a co-op, but we're very, very different. It's getting affordable food into neighbourhoods, and your neighbour does it for you. In a carport or garage, you join their food hub using an app, and you order your groceries once a week, your fresh food and your groceries. Down at Victoria now, we've got a pantry starting, and then eventually we'll have chiller offering as well. But you save up to 30%. Plus, you see what we pay our farmers and our grocers, which is really unusual, transparency.
Oh, so it's cutting out the middleman.
And the big thing, Warren, is community. Exactly what you were talking about. You get to know your neighbour. You get to help them, which is just so exciting.
Do you know, it's really good to know your neighbour and have a good relationship with them. It makes life so much easier.
Oh, look, it's also about mental health as well, and a sense of pride and belonging. And, you know, we've got stories of neighbours meeting, studying the same course, and then working together.
Oh, wow.
It's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant.
Why do you think this simple act is having such a huge impact?
I think, look, in the old days, we used to, you know, you'd be sick, I'd cook for you and leave something on your doorstep. People don't do that so much. So, as you were mentioning, there's a lot of kindness in our hubs. And one of the things that you do, because you're buying in bulk, that's why the pricing's so great. But at the level of you ordering, you get what you want. And as a result of that, you've got a big box of apples. I get what I want, but I also get extras every week. And the hubster who runs the hub, we call them a hubster, they may say, look, I've got someone who's just lost their job or someone who's sick. We would like to put together a box of groceries and fruit and veg. If you've got any extras, would you like to donate to this box? And this is who it will be going to, a single mom or a single dad. And they get so into it, Warren. They order extra groceries, and I'm just blown, my mind is blown, because they just get so keen about it. And yeah, that's what they read. And it's because they feel that they actually know who they're giving to, and they're doing something in their own community.
The research from Western Sydney University and Wollongong Uni found that Box Divi members feel less lonely and more food secure. Were you surprised?
We knew this, but you know what they say, if you don't measure it, it doesn't exist. We have a wonderful partnership with them, and we've just, as you know, come to Victoria, and we're working with Deakin University and developing, and nationally we work with the George Institute on various programs as well. So our first, get this, a GP writing a script for good fruit and veg.
How good's that?
I know. And the first results have just come out from that research, and guess what? Fabulously positive. So, there you go.
We're chatting with Jane Travis-Drapes from Box Divi ahead of World Kindness Day about how neighbours are using food to spread a little kindness. As you're talking, Jane, I'm thinking kindness, I mean, I just want to participate in it. It sounds like kindness, it's contagious, isn't it? Have you noticed the idea spreading to new communities since the stories came out?
It is, and one of the things that we work with is a sense of belonging and kindness. We're a bottom-up company, in that our members and our farmers, they tell us what they want, and then we create everything around it, the app and everything from that. But it's all about giving and listening and feeling kind, and how are you today? And just those simple things, you know, that the okay day, are you feeling okay? It really does work. It just makes you feel great. So
we like to belong, don't we? We like to connect with people.
We do. We do. And I think in today's society, people are looking for community, but not online. They're also looking for it in the real world. And Box Divi gives you that.
Now, in terms of Box Divi, are there plans to bring more hubs to Victoria?
Yes, we've only just opened there. We've got four. We've got three on the way. We're looking for hubsters. So if you've got a carport or garage, would like to earn some income, it's a one-day-a-week event, and want to know more, go to Box Divi. It's on the website. And apply. Because once we've got the hubster, because you know your neighbours and everything, then the hub builds. It's not a franchise. We give you everything and ongoing coaching. Our mission is to change the way people eat and create communities.
Jane, love the kindness for World Kindness Day. Yeah. We need to be kind every day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Warren, and we hope to chat with you at some later stage about our other new projects.
Thank you so much. Jane Travis-Drapes, co-founder of Box Divi.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.